T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to Eye on the Community. I'm Vicki Pepper. Pathways from Boys to Men assists individuals with resources to find full or part-time job placement, career training, housing assistance, and mentorship. Pathways from Boys to Men also provides support services for housing resources and transportation assistance. They're hosting their annual charity gala this Saturday, October 22nd. On the line to tell us more is James Randolph, founder of Pathways from Boys to Men. Thank you for joining me.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
James, start by telling us, why did you start this organization?
Well, it's going to take me back to how I was raised, how I was brought up in my childhood. My family, I'm from actually originally from Waco, Texas, and it was a small community. And there, it was like the community was like a village where people cared about each other and shared resources and support with each other. And I got here and I started working. I actually worked for the Los Angeles County Assessor for almost 30 years. And a couple of years before I retired, I felt like I was missing something. I had a void in my spirit, in my soul, in my gut. I wasn't complete. And a few years earlier, probably about 20 years earlier, I had done an assessment. And in the assessment, it identified that one of the things that I liked was serving, was helping, was doing for others. And so I decided, I asked my wife what were her thoughts on starting a nonprofit organization. And so she said, go for it. and so I did. And, we just actually celebrated 17 years in September, but we're doing our gala in October. But that, the way I was brought up, how we help people, how the community worked together to help the people in the community. And I just wanted to bring that back. I wanted to bring some of that back. And so that's the why, the desire to help others. And I've always done that. Even when I worked for the Los Angeles County Assessor's Office, I was assistant to the person that did the charitable givings in the assessor's office. And we went out in the community during the holidays and gave out turkeys and gifts. And, I was there. I was a part of that. I was out knocking, letting the people know that taking the items, the food, the resources, the toys to those folks. And so it's been in my DNA forever. I've always been one that wanted to help. And so I'm doing it. That's what I'm doing. And I'm living my best life yet. This is my purpose and my passion, helping others.
And how long has Pathway from Boys to Men been serving the community?
For 17 years, over 17 years now. So, we started off providing housing. That was the beginning. We did that for about 6 years, and the people that we housed were veterans coming back from Iraq at the time, people that were homeless and didn't have a place to stay, as well as men coming out of prison. Now, we started with men because that was my thinking. My thinking process was, let's help the men. And then I had a couple sons that were there as well. So we did that. And in the meantime, while we were doing that, I was out looking for opportunities for employment. So we started working with HUD, Housing and Urban Development. And at that time, in 2007, it was the mortgage meltdown, I guess that's what they call it. And so what I started doing was providing property preservation. So what we would do is we'd go out to Victorville, Adelanto, Hesperia, Oceanside. You know, we would go all over the place, and we would clean the houses. We would cut the lawns. We would, any safety issues that were prevalent, holes in the, you know, just anything that was safety issue, holes in the walls, holes in the floor, we would patch those up. And then we would, until the property was sold, we would take care of the weekly or the biweekly maintenance. So that was the way we were able to provide job opportunities. But before I did that, I went to a REOMAC convention in Palm Springs, and I got an opportunity to meet about four asset managers, and I was able to connect with them. And that was the reason. That's how we got the opportunities to get the jobs, the work that we were doing. So it took some, you know, you had to be in the right place at the right time. And so that I was there at the event and trying to make connections so that we could create opportunities for the people in our community. So that's that story. I did this for about 7 years. And once the mortgage meltdown started coming back, the contractors that I was working with, one of the guys lost the HUD grant. It's not a grant. It's they were doing the HUD properties. And so I got a chance to work with a company called Asset Management Specialist. And it was a few other companies that we worked with as well while we were doing those properties, the cleanings of those properties. So it was awesome. It was really a good opportunity. You know, one of the things that, you know, we are concerned with men coming out of prison is recidivism and finding ways to get them opportunities to work. We want the work. The men that's coming out of prison want to work. They want to be productive individuals. They're not just one handout. They want to work. So what we did was we was able to provide them with a place to stay and opportunity to work. And yeah, and we had some spiritual things that we were able to provide for them as well, because we want to, you know, not just focus on just the job, but that's the most important, and the housing, that's the, you know, another very important part, but our mindset, you know. So we also provided, we did meetings at the house. We had Alcoholics Anonymous meetings, and we, you know, we did them weekly, so that just, you know, in the event, we want to make sure that you're working on your mind and your body.
I'm speaking with James Randall, founder of Pathways from Boys to Men. Tell us more about the services you provide.
Currently, we actually started this new phase in about 2000, I will say 16. And we call it the Career Quest Program. With the Career Quest Program, we do workshops. And they include life skills, resume writing and review, interview skills. We've partnered with the Carpenters Union, and we've had some of the carpenters come through and do workshops. And so we do introduction to construction. And we want more of the construction trades. We want to meet more of the construction individuals, the unions, like the electrical union and the plumbers union. But, you know, right now we are working with the Carpenters Union, and we have been working with them since 2017. And we've been able to send some of the participants to the program called My Brother's Keeper. That's a program that's like a three-week program that the Carpenters Union has for the people that are trying to get in the union. And so it's you go through that program. And some of the things that we kind of share with the young people, when, oh, by the way, it's not just men, it's women as well. So we've sent some women to some of the programs as well. So with that said, what we do, and because when I first came to California, I went through a program called CETA. A CETA program. And that was back in 1976. I think President Nixon started that program and Jimmy Carter continued it. And, you know, I was out there, didn't know, you know, just was out there like, you know, what we used to say in Texas, a chicken with his head cut off, just going back and forth. But somehow my fiance at the time, which is my wife now for over 40 years, suggested that I maybe go to the Urban League and see if they could help me. And so I did. And as a matter of fact, they were able to get me into a program for a carpenter's apprenticeship program. And it was a 2-month program. But the thing that was really helpful for me was they gave us a stipend of $100 per week. And so if I hadn't had that stipend, I wouldn't have been able to make it to the area to do the training. So that CETA program and programs like that are very, very, very beneficial to the underserved community, because I didn't have the money, you know, to go to the class every day. But at that time, gas was, you know, in 1976, gas was much, 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 much lower than it is today. But just think, if the people that are going through these programs now have to pay for their gas and things of that nature, it will be a very challenging situation for them. So that's what I did, and I was able to learn some things, and some of the things that I share with my students or the folks that are coming through the program is that we have to stay busy, and we can't go to work or to the classrooms with our pants hanging below our behinds. We have to, you know, be groomed as best we can and know how to speak and listen when the person is telling you to do something. And if you don't understand, ask that individual to repeat what they're telling you to do, your instructions. So you don't just go off and start doing what you want to do. You make sure you know, and always, always stay busy. You know, even if it doesn't seem like it's anything to do, get a broom and sweep up your work area. Keep your area clean and safe of debris. You know, always, you know, I worked on that job almost 2 years, and I saw so many apprentices coming to that job and going and leaving in a week because they weren't staying busy. And I was 21 years old, and I was hopping around. I was staying busy. I knew that I had work ethic. And so that's what we have to share with them. This is work, and that's what you have to do when you get there is work. And, you know, you give them whatever amount of time, and don't be late. You know, always, you know, stay 15, 20 minutes ahead of time. If you're on time, you're late. So go to work and be ready to work when you get there. So those are some of the things that I share. It's a lot more things that I share with the individuals that are going through our program. But, you know, you can't be smoking no weed. That's one of the big things that in construction right now, that's a huge safety issue. And so you got to be free of any kind of mind-altering chemical, because if you have an accident or someone, you cause an accident, that's going to cost that contractor quite a bit of money because of your negligence. So stay focused on your job and be there on time and give them 110% while you're there. Always stay busy. So those are some of the things that I share with our trainees. And then we do other things because, you know, sometimes you may not be, you know, that may not be a good fit. So we've been partnering actually with Home Depot since 2010. And we've had, at least 100 people that we've gotten jobs at Home Depot. Now, you know, what we do is we just want, again, get them in the right mindset. You know, make sure that they, they know, you know, what they're supposed to do. Being on time with a belt on, you know, not with your pants hanging below your butt, you know, steel-toed boots, whatever you need to be at that job. And so one of the things that we do also, and I just want to bring it up, is we help with, if you're in construction, we help you with your boots. And you come through our program. Let me just say that. You come through our program, we help you with your boots, your hard hat, your gloves, your tool belt, your vest. We make sure that you're ready. And then I help this young man pay his union dues. You know, one, You know, because once you join the union, you have to pay dues. But you got benefits. You know, the benefits are phenomenal. You get so much money per month, per hour, for vacation. So I remember the first vacation check I got in 1976. It was over $1,500. I see good stars above. It was like, wow. Again, I was 21. So then we also have financial literacy. So, you know, not just make the money, but when you make the money, put something back. You know, you never know what they always used to say when I was a kid. I know it's not, but put something up for a rainy day because you don't know when it's going to rain. And if you're not prepared, you're going to get wet. So what I tell young people, old people, is if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. So be focused and be consistent. Focus and consistency and prepared. You know, I have a little five P's that I say. Proper preparation prevents poor performance. So if you're properly prepared, performance won't be poor. So as a matter of fact, I didn't say we also do anger management. I do an anger management workshop, and we do time management, communications. We've been working with several organizations, and one of the organizations that we work with is Youth Bill. Now, they have a lot of youth bills over in California. So we've been to multiple youth bills, and we do life skills. We even teach them, you know, how to tie a tie, just some basic things so that they could be successful when they go on that job interview. You know, if they have a tie on, you want to look your best. You know, when you look your best, people look at you like, oh, this guy may be a good fit. So if you look good, you go in there and your chest is out. And I'm not leaving out women, because if you look at my website, we service women too. And I want to reiterate that. I don't want to just, we're not just, you know, talking about men, but we work with families, you know, not, you know, youth, women, families, and men. And, you know, I just thought about this other class, this architecture class. I have a young man that we've been working with through Pathway from Boys to Men that's been working with them on architecture. You know, how, you know, they just go through the blueprints and they review. They know where the windows are. They know where the doors are. So the architecture class, you know, we're going to get more involved in that one as well, but that's just one of the classes. And then I have another person that comes through that's a home inspector. So, you know, he's very good at his job. And he even brought a drone to our workshop. And he flew the drone on top, you know, on top of the roof, looking for roof leaks, roof, you know, just to see what the roof looks like. So it's, you know, we're doing a financial literacy, introduction to construction, life skill classes, finance, a whole lot of things that may be able to, and then we do job referrals. You know, we do job referrals. If someone is has an ability to do the job, then, you know, and they come in and they go through all the process that we take them through, then we want to make sure that we can get them an opportunity. And then once they get the opportunity, they have to sell themselves. You know, if they go in there with their pants below their butt, I know I've said it several times, but that's going to be probably right now not going to work. You know, I was talking to one of the ladies that we had worked with in the past, and they was telling me about the email address. And they told me that they had some people, you know, I'm just using this as a, for instance, that put their name at socktome@gmail.com. And they said, well, they don't even look at those. They just, those go in the waste basket. So get a professional email, just your name and no other at Gmail or Yahoo or whatever your provider is. You may just have to get a separate email. And then when you're on Facebook or Instagram, or the employers are looking at all that. And so they're going to go back and look to see what you posted. You may have changed since the, you know, you were maybe younger and did some things that were not so appropriate. And so they're going to be looking for all that. So you have to be cognizant of your social media.
What impact has Pathway from Boys to Men had in the past?
Each year, our numbers are climbing. And when I say numbers are climbing, is we are helping thousands of people. Now, not only are we helping people with the workshops and referrals to jobs, but we're also helping feeding people as well. We do care bags. We do care bags, and we're able to, you know, say 25, at least 25 a week, you know, so 100 a month, so about 1,200 a year, care bags. And they have socks and shirts, you know, new socks, new shirt. They have hygiene stuff, and it has masks. I even started putting COVID kits in the hygiene kit, as well as food, something to eat and something to drink. So we've been doing that for about 3 years now. And then we put some other resources, like where they can find resources throughout the community that, you know, like in certain areas, they have some of the churches or some other nonprofit organizations that provide other resources, and, you know, so that they can be able to find resources. So that's one thing that we do. And, you know, and Thanksgiving, we're giving out turkeys, and we're giving out boxes of food. And then in Christmas, we're giving out toys, and we're giving out, you know, bikes. And now what we do need is we have, you know, some of the bikes are, most of the bikes are used. So we're putting them together. We could always use some volunteers to help us put more bikes together, because we have some that we can kind of put together, and then we can paint them, fix them up, and then give them to somebody that needs, even some of the adults that need transportation can ride a bike to the bus and then catch the bus to their destination and have some form of transportation to get to their job until they're able to get them a car or what have you. So where there's a will, there's a way. That's what I'm saying. You know, you have to make a decision, and you need help. You know, it's not like you just, everybody needs help sometimes. Even the best of us need help. So what we're trying to do is just give a helping hand and, you know, help somebody. Maybe you never know. And then we have this new program, and I just want to share this. And my wife is working on this, and she's been doing a terrific job. We have an angel fund. And what that does is it's for the working poor. You know, it's not for the poor. It's for the working poor. So if you got a job or a source of income, and say you got a job and your car breaks down, but you got to pay rent also, which one are you going to do? Well, that's where the angel fund comes in. If, you know, everything has to be documented, we're not just going to take your word. We have to, because it has to be approved. But once it's approved, then we'll be able to get you the resources that you need, whether it's money or food or whatever it is that we can get. Now, again, it's for the working poor. And this year, we just got it probably around March, April, and we've been able to help over 40 families, either rent, even some students. And we do also provide scholarship opportunities. Let me just throw that in there, because we've been doing that for the last 3 years. We've been able to provide. This year, we didn't get any applications. So what we're going to do is we're going to give it the money that we were providing for the scholarships to some of the local churches as a for their scholarship fund. So some of the churches that do provide scholarships, and we have them already selected, but for the scholarship fund. So that is one of the things that we've been doing, and we want to continue to do that. But we also need volunteers. We could use volunteers for every phase of what we're doing. As far as I'm concerned, I'm not a real computer literate person. I'm a senior citizen. But I know I have the basics down, and we're always, you know, looking. I'm always looking to grow in that area. So, you know, I'm just putting this request out for anyone that needs to volunteer. You know, we even will, you know, if you have to go to volunteer through the court, or you have to, you know, do some volunteering, we are able to provide you with some volunteer time.
And tell us about your annual charity gala.
All right. This is our third gala. and we're celebrating our 17th year. So this year, we're going to be honoring a few people. The first for the Lifetime Achievement Award is going to be Mayor Aquanetta Warren of Fontana. We're going to be honoring Pastor Harry Bratton of Greater Faith Grace Bible Church in Rialto. We're going to be honoring Joey Broxmeyer from Amazon in, I think that's Bloomington. And then we're going to be honoring David Nunez, Home Depot in Rialto. We are going to be honoring Connie Carruthers, Carruthers Works from Fontana. We're going to be honoring Shay Price, Office Depot in Fontana. And we're going to be honoring Lola Cromwell, Cal State San Bernardino in San Bernardino. And then our keynote speaker for this event is going to be former Los Angeles Laker and three-time NBA champion, A.C. Green. And then we also have Supervisor Joe Baca, who is going to be saying a few words as well. So Joe Baca, San Bernardino County Supervisor, is going to be sharing as well. So we have the opening prayer with Bishop Frank Rush of Houston, Texas, Praise and Worship Center. Congratulatory remarks are going to be from my pastor, Pastor Joshua Beckley of Ecclesia Christian Fellowship. And that's the folks that are going to be there, which includes our board members and volunteers that are going to be there. And we're going to have a raffle at the end of the thing. We're going to be giving away some gas cards. We got about four gas cards that we're going to be giving out. So you come on down and enjoy this event with us, because we do need your support. We can't make it without you. Together we're stronger. And if we try to do it by ourselves, it seems like it's futile. So together, we can help make a difference in our community. And I look forward to seeing you there. And you can get your tickets on our website. You'll have to click on Purchase Tickets. And the tickets are $45. And that is a donation to our nonprofit organization. We are a 501c3 organization. And as such, your donations are tax deductible. So we would love you to come, and we'd love to get to know you if your interests are the same. If you're concerned with providing resources to the underserved men, women, and youth in our community, then we're aligned with our what we want to do. So I just thank you, Vicki, so much for giving us this opportunity to speak on the radio. And I am the most grateful person for this opportunity.
Well, you are very welcome. When and where is this gala taking place?
The gala is going to take place on October 22nd from 4 to 6 p.m. And it's going to be on Zoom. And so you can go to our website, which is pathwayfromboystomen.com, pathwayfromboystomen.com, and get your ticket.
I've been speaking with James Randall, founder of Pathways from Boys to Men, their annual charity gala fundraiser taking place online this Saturday, October 22nd. Thank you so much for speaking with us today, and thank you for making a difference in our community.
Thank you so much, Vicki, and I appreciate the opportunity. Thanks, and have a wonderful day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.